Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show on this Thursday, a Thursday that is complete with SEC football, something we don't get in the middle of the week very often. LSU is playing at Mississippi State tonight on ESPN for the Thursday night game of the week. That should be very interesting. The Bulldogs have what it takes to knock off the LSU Tigers, or does Les Miles go into Davis Wade Stadium there in Starkville and just calmly, coolly, like a top-ranked team, get the victory? When has LSU ever done anything that's been calm and cool when it comes to knocking off a top-ranked team? Although they did make short order of Oregon, so I guess there's my example, blows my whole theory. But I do think LSU will get the win tonight, but it should be interesting. Anyway, that game's coming up tonight. Plenty of games coming this way, coming your way, I should say, this weekend, and I think everyone nationally is focused on that Florida State-Oklahoma game, and I'm not giving Florida State a chance to win the game. I think it might be close, but I don't think they'll win the game. A lot of people disagreeing with me think Florida State, this is their time. It would certainly boost their program in a big way before that game. Kelly Kitchens, who produces the opening drive on WJOX and hosts Jocks Game Day, will be with us in just a minute. But just to run down some of the other matchups this weekend, it should be a great weekend of play in the top 25. Of course, you have Florida, and this is something I'm going to get to with Kelly because Florida is kind of, he is a Florida enthusiast, went to Florida, and he knows a lot about the program. That's the first CBS game of the year, number 16, Florida hosting Tennessee. Wisconsin's on the road against Northern Illinois. They should have no problem with them. Auburn and Clemson. That's a big game, of course. Auburn traveling to Clemson. And, of course, Oklahoma, Florida State. Other than that, this weekend, Stanford does play at Arizona. That could be a big game in the Pac-12 as Arizona tries to get the lead in the Pac-12 South. Stanford, of course, number 6 in the nation, trying to maintain everything that they have. That could get interesting. I could see Arizona giving Stanford some troubles, but even though they didn't give many troubles to Oklahoma State last week, but that's just the way football is. One week off, the next week it could be a force. Arizona State plays at Illinois. I mean, other than the big games, Tennessee, Florida, Oklahoma, Florida State, Clemson, Auburn. Other than those big time marquee matchups, of course tonight LSU, Mississippi State. There aren't a whole lot of other games, so it's just one of those weekends where we'll see. We'll see if one of the top teams comes down. That's going to be the interesting thing, to see if one of the top teams is knocked off. So far, to this point, haven't had much of that at all in college football. Haven't had a whole lot of upsets, at least major upsets. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens this weekend. I don't know. I think the Arizona State-Illinois game is definitely a prime candidate for that to happen because Arizona State had such an emotional win last week, and Illinois is never to be taken lightly. You can ask a lot of teams about that. Well, we're joined now by Kelly Kitchens. As I mentioned, he produces the opening drive and hosts ESPN Game Day Final. Oh, excuse me, that's Jocks Game Day Final. I'm sorry, I erased that ESPN. Who gave me this? Kelly, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you with us. Okay, well,
glad to be here again.
I guess the battle of wits tonight, right? We have Les Miles, and nobody ever knows what he's thinking, against Dan Mullen, who apparently thought it was a good idea to run the quarterback with 10 seconds left, and of course he came up a yard short. So what do you think about the game?
I don't know if that's a better idea or if it was the missing the pitch man by Ralph that was wide open that could have just waltzed into the end zone.
What is Ralph hitting anybody?
The thing I really took away from that game is Ted Ruth is obviously training Spirit now because Spirit flew directly into the press box window.
That was the best hit all day.
No, I think it'll be interesting, and I don't know if you've heard Les Miles' comments this week. They're going to have to arrest victory in Starkville. Arrest victory with the team that he has is about Les Miles' best for you.
That, well, they might have to. I don't know. Dan Mullen. It just seems to me, though, that Mississippi State, I don't know. I thought they were a lot better team than they showed Saturday, and I just wonder if we're not going to get an entirely different-looking team tonight than we saw in Auburn.
I've got to ask you, Bun, are you drinking the Dan Mullen Kool-Aid? Because everybody today that I have heard has all of a sudden says Mississippi State upsets LSU tonight.
Well, I didn't say it's going to happen. I still think LSU is going to win because, I mean, who can compete with Les Miles? He will try something, and I just – it's great theater, but he'll try something to get the win.
It is great theater. I don't know. From what I've seen, I just can't pull the trigger on Mississippi State and upset. There's just nothing about it that gives me the feeling, if you will, that they're going to walk into Starkville, especially after having pretty much 2 weeks to prepare for them and get shot down in flames.
But Danny Sheridan said it was going to happen.
Well, Danny Sheridan also has a name for the Bagman, doesn't he?
I think he and the Bagman will be at the game.
The Bagman's going to be there. We'll find out. No, I mean, and don't get me wrong. I've heard a lot of people, a lot of the pundits and a lot of the analysts that are going Mississippi State. But once again, I'm going to fall back on talent and Les Miles and LSU have that.
I think you're absolutely right on that call. Well, I know you have a lot to say about this next contest, and I want to jump right into it. You got the Tennessee Volunteers, and everybody thinks that they have a wide-open offense this year in Tyler Bray because they can beat Cincinnati, and then you have them going in to face the talent-laden Florida squad. And I haven't seen a whole lot of chinks in the armor with Florida yet, but I know they haven't played anybody. But what do you think about this game?
I'm actually heading tomorrow for the game. Florida returns, we saw Demp get banged up, he's going to be good to go, and Florida gets Sharif Floyd. So if you've seen Dominic Easley on the defensive line busting through, times that times two, Tennessee's got five players that have ever played in the Swamp. Five.
So I
think Florida's going to expect that they'll get tested, but I think Florida's going to be a little too much for them down there. 9-point favorite, I don't know that I might get that much. Tennessee may keep it under the number, but I thought like winning the game.
Yeah, and they also have a coach. They have zero coaches who have ever coached in the Swamp. So, on the coaching.
Wow.
I mean, of course, the head coach, one of the assistants may have been there before as an assistant, but Derek Dooley, I do think he's turning the corner, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think they will challenge Florida. I mean, Tyler Bray. As bad as that tattoo is, he's got the opposite in Dame.
Yeah.
I mean, he's thrown for 400 yards, Dwayne Rodgers and 100 up there. He presented defense as quite a handful. And I think that was baseball for what we've seen a lot. You know, we heard Coach Street, the other Street, and a lot of the guys think, Cincinnati might give them a ball game, but we never saw any of that kind of fruition, if you will.
Well, here's the question I have for you, and you break down Florida with great detail, and you follow the program very closely. Okay, I saw John Brantley last year, and I don't care who's the offensive coordinator and how much better it is. I saw a lot of problems last year. Am I going to be sold that Florida's better infinitely than they were last year, or are we going to see some of the same mistakes appear like they did last year in these big games like this weekend?
I think you'll see a healthy dose of Chris Rainey and Jeff Dennis. I'm with you. I'm not sold on Brantley just yet. I've seen him throw the ball downfield a lot more. I think that he's coming around. But Charlie Watts is doing the right thing with him, taking baby steps and taking little building blocks to bring back that confidence. I mean, Tennessee's defense isn't a world beater either. So I may not even be sold with him if he goes out and throws for 300 yards in this one.
Well,
I think you'll see Florida looks like they know what they at least have an identity on offense. Now, Brantley, like I said, still probably needs to turn the corner, but he is getting there.
I think you're right. I think he is. I just I would protect.
Oh, by the way, there's no snaps over the head, which they seem to be a big factor in your offensive production.
Well, and you're able to beat because I know they didn't play Miami of Ohio, but you're able to beat teams like Miami of Ohio now, like you're supposed to beat them. So that is an improvement.
Right, exactly. You know, you go back to them, and a lot of people point at the game last week, but Florida only threw the ball two times in the entire second half against UAB.
Really?
So,
they played good defense. I mean, holding them, I don't care if you play nobody, holding a team to 0 points, I mean, that's obviously, you're doing something right.
Yeah, it was Florida's first shutout in 5 years, and they've given up 22 first downs in the first two games, which is pretty good by any stretch of the imagination.
Even if it is the Little Sisters of the Poor.
It's a school for the deaf and blind. But I mean, once again coming back, it's gonna be interesting. Their pass defense will be challenged. Jeremy Brown's trying to get back, but you know they've got a lot of youth in that secondary. So if Florida can't put any pressure on Tyler Bray, it could very well be a long afternoon for that Florida secondary.
Well, I'm taking Florida, and I'm agreeing with you on pretty much everything you said about the game. I think it'll be a close-to-the-vest strategy for both teams, but I like Florida, just sheer talent on the field. Closer game, though, than the last couple years. Okay, let's move on now. Auburn, everybody, I just don't know what to think about this team. They just continue to find a way to win, but this is their first road test, and albeit against Clemson, which I don't know what that says, but... What do you think about this Auburn team? What do you like this weekend?
I mean, you got to love the resiliency, but let me point this out. There have been two national champions that have gone the following year to Death Valley at Clemson. Georgia in 81 coming off their 80 national title, and 91 Georgia Tech coming off their national title. Both lost. So I'm going to have to go... Oh, God, I hate to pick against Auburn that couldn't get on so many downs, but I'm going to go with Clemson.
Yeah. Well, and it makes sense. And last year, you know, Alabama almost lost in their first road outing against Arkansas, and they got creamed in their second road outing against South Carolina. So teams with returning national champions, as you just illustrated, they don't do well, and that's a good point.
Dabo really needs this game, and I think Auburn's going to find the sledding a little more tough when you're on the road and you don't have the home crowd to be 12th man, if you will.
Yeah, because I've heard that Auburn fans get really quiet in that stadium when they run that offense, and that obviously will not be the case in that time.
They're not exactly going to be sitting on their hands when Auburn has the football this Saturday.
Unless Auburn can find a way to spot him 14 points before running out of the locker room, because I think that happened last Saturday.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, at the same time, as quick as I said, Clemson's offense has looked pretty inept so far. And, you know, they've had their struggles with a Wofford team they should have just absolutely destroyed. So, God, I mean, I hate to go with Clemson, but I hate to go against Auburn as well. But I think eventually it's going to run out, and I think Saturday might be the case.
I think you might be right. Okay, let's continue. I know you spend most of your time on another team in the state of Florida, but there's another game in Florida this weekend that's pretty big, and that, of course, is Oklahoma traveling to Tallahassee to play Jimbo Fisher. I'm not sold on the Seminoles yet. I don't think they're there yet. I think they're close, but not there. What about you? Do you think Florida State can pull off this upset?
No. Although, granted, you look at Landry Jones, and he's not exactly a world beater against teams away from Norman. But you know, going back to what you said, the state of Florida, once again, the national championship somewhat going to go through it this weekend. You got Ohio State, Miami, Florida State, and Oklahoma, and then Florida and Tennessee. But I don't think Florida State's ready for the big stage. Another thing that you know people are quick to point out is, I'm quick to point out about Oklahoma and Florida State is, you know, Stoops is the younger brother of Bob Stoops, mm-hmm. who's taught him the defense that he knows. And I would, needless to say, I think Bob Stoops might have that Oklahoma offense and those skill players ready for what they're going to see Saturday.
Will you be able to get a seat at the Miami Florida State game this weekend without tripping over an NCAA investigator?
I don't know. I think they're disguising their seats as orange. So, I mean, I think they're disguising. They're telling everyone to wear orange, so you can't really see all the empty seats in the orange hole.
I mean, I got my press pass for the game, and it said Nevin Shapiro Memorial Field. Okay.
It's going to be the battle of probation. It's going to be the battle.
and Jim Tressel will be calling the game for ESPN.
Do you think the NCAA just has the people in yellow suits just surrounding the field while the game's being played?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, okay, we've got Criminal 1 over here, Criminal Team 2 over here. All right, go ahead, boys.
Mark Emmert appears before the game on the big screen. Everyone, this is NCAA football.
He's calling at the game.
Yes. Well,
Mark Emmert's going to be the auto area fake, the coin toss guy.
And Danny Sheridan will be there, too. It's always fun to chat with Kitchens. All right, before we go, you got to give me something to take away from college football so far, because I know you look at the game from so many different angles with all the statistics and everything that goes into it. So what has stood out to you that maybe everybody else hasn't seen to this point?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think LSU is, I don't think we're going to see it tonight. I don't think LSU is near as good as everyone thinks. However, I do think their offense might be a little better. I don't think Jordan Jefferson is near as good as everyone thinks he's going to make that LSU offense. I think they might be a better position quarterback-wise right now. I think the East may come down to this game this weekend. And there's nothing that I've seen from South Carolina that has even remotely made me think that they're going to win the SEC East.
Just because they didn't beat East Carolina?
Well, I mean, they struggled with East Carolina, and frankly, without the defensive touchdowns in Athens, they lose to Georgia.
That's true, and that was that not the saddest game, one of the saddest SEC games you've ever seen?
Mark Richt has got the vote of confidence of all the Georgia faithful, though. I mean, he is an incredibly nice guy. And apparently that's going to not win you, I mean, win you football games.
He's got my vote. I think he's the best coach in the SEC, for sure.
And following the Gators, I've got to tell you, he's got my vote as well. We really love what he's doing with the program up there in Athens, and really wish him, I hope he has a long tenure at Georgia.
Yeah, 22 more losses, and we'll send you on your way.
I think this week is essentially going to set up basically for next week. You got the huge Arkansas-Alabama showdown next week. I think that's what everybody's waiting to see. And as long as LSU doesn't stumble right there on their face. I think if LSU stumbles, though, I think the SEC is really going to take a shot. And,
I agree.
You know,
Let me get your opinion on Arkansas and Alabama. Arkansas overhyped, or are they all of the talk, or in Alabama?
I think they're the best group wide receivers in the country, yeah. I think they're exactly what we thought they were going to be, and they haven't disappointed if you've seen any of the games so far. I think
They're playing high school teams.
They played high school teams, but they've won like they should have.
That's true.
So it's going to be a showdown next week. You know, I mean, we'll see Wilson come in there, and I don't know that. You know, he's one shot away from being right back there on the sideline.
Hey,
we know the Alabama defense can deliver it.
I got a final question. I got to ask you about Alabama. I don't know how we've gone this far into the conversation without it, but with all the Alabama listeners, I got to ask you about them. What do you think?
I think that Stein is the is Chris Kapp's cousin. Is what I think on the offensive line. He's more of an OA man.
Well, now you live next door to one of the prominent offensive linemen on the team, so you're not going to be making too many jokes, I don't imagine.
No, I'm not, and I got to think. I mean, I think you move Barrett Jones back over there to that side, and I think you have to bring Quanjo and go ahead and bring him in. That's just my opinion. I think it's a more natural fit anyway, and just take your lumps. It's not like Quanjo can't probably already block the sun. It's how big that boy is.
What about the quarterback?
Quarterback play. I thought AJ McKinnon did nicely. Did a great job taking care of the football. No turnovers after the first week. And I definitely think he's solidified, you know, being the starting quarterback. That all may change come next week. But right now, he's looking good so far. And Alabama's rolling. They won up at 10. Penn State, like they should have. Next week is when they start. They got Arkansas and they got Florida right there back to back. So it'll be interesting to see.
It will be. Kelly, great stuff as always. Always fun to chat, and hope you have fun at the game this week. We might talk to you again next week, hopefully, and get your thoughts on the big matchup in Gainesville. Because I'm sure, unless Florida loses, then we won't be talking to you.
Don't bother the phone call if we lose. You'll know where I'm at. I'm still in Florida. No, I'm just teasing. No, I like Florida to win. The other three Florida schools to get beat this weekend.
Yep, I think you're right.
Like a true Gator, right?
That's exactly right. Well, go Gators, Kelly, and hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.
Always great stuff from Kelly Kitchens as his Gators play the Tennessee Volunteers this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. David Sears will be with us on our Friday edition of the Bun Sports Show. It's always great. Another week of broadcasting, another week of college football is about to begin. LSU, Mississippi State, do not miss it. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/bunsports, twitter.com/bunsports. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/jacobbun, and email me at sportsbun at gmail.com. Everyone, have a nice evening. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.